We're up to date, we're reviewing that day 124, 125, and go on to day 126. Let's go. Okay, let's go. Fine, let's see day 124. So good. So we spoke about stumbling blocks, right? We said that if you know, this we're repeating now, we're reviewing, let's say you know that Reuven is a very aggressive businessman, and he jumps on deals. And you know your friend wants to take him as a partner. I'm afraid that Eliezer is going to be partners with this guy. But Eliezer doesn't know that this person,
Reuven,
is going to jump on these, you know, do these dangerous business deals. So now, if he already became the partner, then it's much more complicated. But if he didn't yet become the partner yet, you didn't become partners with Reuven yet, I can tell you that maybe it's not such a good idea if it's Lotoelos, if you keep all the halachas of Rashnel Lotoelos. Also, in day 125, we started talking about Shidduchim.
Before, but after?
It's more complicated. Because you have to know if invested, he would be even allowed to break such a contract. You think it's much more complicated then. Because if investing, they wouldn't be able to break such a partnership, then just because you had a past or this and that, doesn't mean investing, they would legally tell you it's fine for you to break your partnership with this person. Yeah. So it was more complicated to do afterwards. Yeah, before the partnership, you could tell them what the Ellis afterwards, so speak to the Rebbe exactly how to deal with it.
But after, before, if you give them all the information, then it's his decision whether to do it.
That's true, but let's say he didn't know about it before, then it's more complicated. Now, also was referring to now, Shidduchim's situation. The last, we really finished Shidduchim's Rechilas now. In the last few days, the Chafetz Chaim dedicates to Shidduchim. So he says that we have to be very, very careful, especially by Shidduchim, when people are looking for a marriage partner. Because a person's Lashon Hara could ruin this person's Shidduch, ruin his for eternity, make him have a bad name. He says that people like labeling other people with derogatory descriptions which have no basis. So labeling is an easy way of showing complete understanding of what's one's personality. If I give a person a label, he says, I'm a major psychologist, and I understand everybody's psyche, and I understand everybody's makeup. So people like giving a label to somebody because I understand it. As if like I'm supposed to, I know all about this person. But really it's very dangerous. Because in fact, the assessment may be far off the mark. So you're very careful not to label people.
What do you do in a world where everything is labeled? What do you do in a world where everything and everyone is labeled?
No, it's a problem, but you don't label people.
I don't, but how do you do what I do? It reminds me of someone recently asked me, doing something. Let's turn up pasta. So like, where are you? I said, I'm Jewish. No, are you part of what's the name of your group?
The Chavetz Chaim also offers an example of a young man who's intelligent, but a sincere, innocent nature makes it difficult for him to recognize the shrewd, crafty dealings of others. If they say that such a person is foolish, it's not true. He's a very sincere person, and just because he doesn't understand everyone else's shrewdness doesn't mean he's a bad person. So it'd be a shame hard to say that this person is not smart. Now we're going to day 126. Having informed us in strong terms that we are not permitted to relate when providing information concerning a shidduch, Chafetz Chaim now discusses negative information which should be related. At times, we must remain silent. In keeping with the commandment, do not go as a peddler of gossip among your people. While at other times we must speak up in keeping with the end of the same verse, you shall not stand aside while your fellow's blood is shed. So you have to be careful. Sometimes you have to speak up. If a shidduch is being considered and one is aware that either the young man or woman has a serious flaw which the other party is unaware, then it must be reported. For example, if either a young man or woman has a serious hidden medical problem, or is lacking in basic religious observance, these facts must be told. Of course, the conditions for speaking Lashon Hara for a constructive purpose must be fulfilled. The speaker must be certain the information is accurate, he's not exaggerating, he's reporting the information for a constructive purpose, and not because of the personal interest in seeing the Shidduch proposal rejected. However, the Chafetz Chaim cautions us not to offer negative information about a young man's level of Torah knowledge. Don't offer about his Torah knowledge. Why? Because there's a universal standard by which to judge someone's Torah knowledge. If the girl's family considers a high level of learning as a priority, then there are ways which they can determine the boy's level without others having to come forward and offer their opinions. You're going to fire. Marry a yeshiva to calmly test you. So if they really care, they'll give you a test while you're... If they did not take these steps, then we could assume that the matter is not such a priority. One would therefore be guilty of speaking Lashon Hara due to offer such information. If one knows that the home of either party is one of Pritzah's low moral standards, this must be reported. But, says Chavetz Chaim, this is true only if there is a reasonable chance that information will be taken seriously and the Shidduch will be rejected. Otherwise, such information will be used after the marriage as ammunition when problems develop. Because assuming the information is true, they probably will develop. In such a case, reporting the information will only serve to cause Rechilos to be spoken. Baruch Hashem.
Who's the writer?
Who's the writer of what?
Is this in Hebrew?
Yeah, Chavetz Chaim wrote in Hebrew. It's very nice.
All this is Hebrew and Hebrew?
Yes, well, it's really a statement of Chavetz Chaim. He's called Chavetz Chaim because of the statement. No, it's not translated for it. They give like more examples sometimes. It's not worth it.
Give examples?
He also gives a lot of examples. But this is what's the quote. It looks like this has a picture of Chavetz Chaim on it. It's called Sefer Chavetz Chaim. Most of them print Sefer Chavetz Chaim. It kind of goes to Chavetz Chaim Shmir Salashin, and one usually come together. It's like two parts of the same Sefer. He's called the Chavetz Chaim because of his Sefer. Get named after your Sefer. Get labeled after your Sefer. Fine, Baruch Hashem. So maybe next time we'll do it from the Hebrew version. Baruch Hashem, on Monday we're going to have a scene on Chavetz Chaim. So whoever wants to bring the balloons.
Monday already?
On Monday. We're going to finish Chavetz Chaim. Sunday we have day 127 and Monday we finish 128.
Wow.
Kof Chav Ches 128. Thank you, Shem. So whoever wants to bring balloons, bring balloons.
Where are we holding?
Candy. Cake. Whoever wants to bring something you could eat, welcome to. We're going to make this here at the end of this year. We're going to learn Chavetz Chaim on Monday. That's the Shul Hashem's help. We can see you at the end of this year at Chavetz Chaim. Maybe we should get muzzles.
Everyone should get a muzzle.
Muzzle. Yeah, muzzles.
And we decided to wear muzzles the best way. So.
Well, you eat food. You eat food also. Popcorn.
The muzzles.
Maybe. Fine. Let's see the Gemara. Baruch Hashem, already almost finishing your daf. Hopefully, we'll finish your test of Aleph today. We'll keep on trucking through.
19A.
Your test of Aleph 19A. So, really, we're going to start from where we had there, Dina. Like 13, 14 lines from the bottom of your test of Aleph. Oh, just go back a minute, back up a minute to understand what was going on. We wanted to know, what do you do with Meister Shani these days? You took off, you separated Meister Shani, right? What do we do these days with Meister Sheni, right? You separate the Meister Sheni. Now, what do you do with it? Do you have to redeem it? Or does Yerushalayim have the same level of Kedusha of Yerushalayim? So you can eat it in Yerushalayim? Does it have the same level of holiness that it used to have? Just like the Halacha, when the Mishnah is around you, what do you do with Meister Sheni? If you're in Yerushalayim, you have to eat it. You're not allowed to redeem it. No, that's not Halacha. And there's someone in the Mishnah is around, you have to eat Meister Sheni in Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to be part. You're not allowed to redeem it. However, right, now, what do we do with the Meister Sheni? Are we supposed to eat it? Or no, we no longer have the Kedusha, so we have to redeem it onto a coin to redeem it. So that was our question. So what did Rabbi Shmuel want to say? Rabbi Shmuel wanted to say that, what did Rabbi Shmuel want to say? What do you do? The halacha is, we learn from Bechar. First, we want to learn from Bechar, and then we want to learn from Bikurim. That was halacha. What do you do, Meister Sheni? You eat it or redeem it? Anybody wants to say? Scream it out.
Well,
what's Rabbi Shmuel?
You're saying that maybe you should
bring it up to Shalayim and eat it.
But he certainly does eat thought. But what does he come out? What does Rishmal hold?
That they don't.
You have to redeem it. You don't eat, you have to redeem it. Now, first he tried to, so at the end he really learns it from where? Where does he learn it from? Learns from a Hekesh. The Hekesh, he makes the Hekesh from Maisa to Bechar. So it's just like Bechar, it's only when the Beis Mikdash is around. So to Maisa also. Fine, so Halacha Maisa, we redeem it. However, before that, he had two ways, he tried to learn out of two things. Chana, what did he try to learn out of?
He tried to learn originally from Bikur, I think, and Bikurim through a...
Mamatzinu.
Good.
So he tried.
That didn't work, so he did it to the Hekesh.
Good. So that didn't work. So he did it to the Hekesh. Now, what was the Mamatzinu he tried to do? He tried to make a Mamatzinu first to Bechar. What was the Mamatzinu?
That they both had to be brought to. They both should be brought at the time to face something that should.
They both had to be brought. Right. And what do we see by Bechar? We see
the Jerusalem and the time of the Beis Hamikdash.
Yeah. And then there's a Mikdash we see speech line. But what do we see by Bechar? That now already you don't bring it. You don't bring Bechar. You don't have to eat Bechar anymore. So too, I want to compare it to Meister. So to Meister, but right, also we said it doesn't help you to bring it to your Shalayim. Yeah, what's the...
I saw someone wrote that it was in the construct of a binyan av.
Then why is it going to... It's good. I know we call it a mamatzinu. It's a... I don't know really what the difference between
a binyan av.
A binyan av mamatzinu could be very similar. There's a ma'atzad is different. A binyan av mamatzinu. Here they call it a mamatzinu.
They call it a mamatzinu? Oh no, a ma'atzad.
That's later. Later is a...
That's a binyan
av. Later. Binyan av. I thought because what the Gemara Matz
is
later.
Two things.
I think the Bini Av.
They bring both things.
That's later. That's later. That's the word later.
That's later.
Right. Now we do both. Now we're only trying to learn it out of one of them. The Gemara later tries to do it out of two. Right now, at this point, we're only trying to bring it out of one.
But we're learning out from before.
Well, either
from before to
Maaseh
Sheni from Yerushalayim.
From it,
that's
a Mamatzinu. That's a Mamatzinu.
Mamatzinu, I mean.
That's one. You're labeling why he's going to bring what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Your footnote was all going in the wire later.
Oh, okay.
That Nachon. Alright, the Binyamis, you bring like one father, you're fine. Yeah. Nachon, do it. They bring that Mamatzad as a Binyamah.
Here,
what we're trying to learn out of one thing. Right. One from one. You're saying my opinion I was talking about what?
Well,
you try to learn one from two.
I thought the opinion of, this is what I didn't understand 100%. But I thought the opinion of was that you're taking that, you're learning that this was from Yerushalayim, my second is you bring Yerushalayim, and before you bring them both to Yerushalayim. And now you have something common between the two of them, and because you have something common between the two of them, then you're able to pull out a new halacha, which is that you don't eat in front of the since the Beis Hamikdash doesn't exist.
Fine, good. Fine. So then why later is the ring of
binyan?
So right. This is a mamatzinu. This is called a mamatzinu. Means what we find that it, since we're similar, what you find since you have to be eating Yerushalayim,
right,
the Bechar, and Meister also has to be eating Yerushalayim,
right.
So just like over there, it's only just like by Bechar, it's only when the Beis Hamikdash is around. By Meister also, it's only when the Beis Hamikdash is around. I'm saying the same thing. What's
that? Okay.
It's the same. That's called a mamatzinu. We'll compare them. Binyan av is different later. We're going to get to later.
Binyan av is more or less three things you're talking about. Bechor, Bikurim, and then you're making
We switched one into the other.
Yeah. Yeah.
We took out Bechor and put it into the first.
Right.
And then it became a Binyan av.
Yeah, that's later.
Right. Okay.
In the next step, we're going to get to.
Okay.
Good?
Uh-huh.
Fine, good. What were you saying? What?
Okay.
Fine, good. Yeah, perfect. Everything's good. Fine. So originally, I want to learn the mamatzinu. It means what we find from you, I'll compare it to me. But the same thing I find by you, the same thing I find by Bikurim. We're supposed to be eating Yerushalayim, and now the halacha is you don't eat it when there's no Beis Hamikdash. You don't eat your Bechar. So to Meister, you don't eat it when there's no Bechar. What did Mara say on that? Then Mara said, I have a problem with that. What was my problem?
So what did Mara say? Mara said over there, we have over here Meister Sheni. We have Meister Sheni. Meister Sheni, right? Yeah, Meister Sheni. Meister Sheni. Right? Now, I want to learn about Meister Sheni. That part basically will teach you that you cannot eat, that you can't eat it. Right? You can't eat it. So, what's the law of Meister Sheni? What's the law of Meister Sheni? As they brought to Yerushalayim, right? Usually it has to be.
Well, you're going from Yerushalayim. You're going, just like Bechorah has to be brought from. right?
Oh, yeah, fine.
You're going from before, you're trying to connect Maisa Shein to before.
Yes, I want to know, does Maisa Shein is being brought to Yerushalayim,
right?
But what's the halacha over here? Can I still bring, does it help me to bring it now or not? Maisa Shein is being brought, so he said, I'll compare it to you. I'll compare you to a case of Bechor.
Right.
Bechor also has to be brought to Yerushalayim, right? Yeah. So these two are similar, so that's a mamati. And over here we tell you, you can't bring it. There's no mitzvah, you can't bring it. So here also, the same halacha, you won't be able to bring it.
Right.
That's the mamzer. Wasn't where I asked on that.
Why
you can't prove to me from Bukhar. Right. Why can't you prove to me from Bukhar? You can't do Bukhar because Bukhar is different. Maybe the reason why you can't bring it is because you need to put the body parts on the mizbeach as a stringency. Put the body parts and blood on the mizbeach. Body parts, blood on the mizbeach.
This is the first part.
This is the first.
From way back.
And therefore,
first month of the
seder. Because I can't connect the seder. So it's not the same as your case of Maaser Sheni. Because you have a difference because the body parts are from the mizbeach. So maybe that's why you can't bring it anymore. Comes in where it says, fun. So learn it from
Bikurin.
Right, learn it from Bikurin. Learn it from Bikurin. Bikurin also must be brought. Right, Bikurin must be brought to over there to the Mishamikdash. And we see that you can't bring it now because when there's no Mishamikdash, you can't bring it. So too, Maaser Sheni. We want to say so too, Maaser Sheni also. You can't.
That's the second month.
That's the second month.
Is that the Binyan
now? Not the Binyan.
Okay.
But that's the next
one.
Now, just from. First month he was just learning from Bukhar. Okay. First we said learning just from Bukhar. First we said learning just from Bukhar. So you can't learn from Bukhar alone. Because that's showing there's a difference. So with there, there's certain parts where you run them as bad. So this, once they know, learn it just from Bikurin. Mm-hmm. Just from Bikurin. That has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. And if there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring it.
It has to be placed.
It has to be placed. That's what you answer. That's what
you
answer.
It's to brought to
your Shalai. And you can't bring it. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring it.
Right.
So to Maaser Sheni, it has to be brought to your Shalai. There's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring it. It doesn't help you. You have to redeem it. It doesn't help you. Maaser, you can't learn it from Bikurim alone. Bikurim needs to be placed. Bikurim needs to be placed. The problem is it needs to be placed.
Right.
So it's saying, so you can't learn it. Yeah, because it has an extra string that's fine. So then in Maaser Sheni, you can't learn from Amatinus, comes Rabbi Shmuel, so I learned it from a Hekesh. Fine, he brought it from a Hekesh, might spoke up. Fine. But now the Maaser Sheni, I don't know, why did it come onto this Hekesh? Why couldn't he learn it from both together? Why can't he make a Maaser? Why can't he learn Maaser Sheni? From both of them together. Learn from both of them together. Say, I have a case of Bechor and I have a case of Bikurim. They both need to be brought to Yerushalayim.
Right.
And both of them, there's no Maaser Sheni that you can't bring. Right? What are you going to tell me? Bechor is different than Maaser Sheni because you have to put the body parts in the Mizbech.
Right.
So maybe that's what you can't bring in now. But I'll show you that you're wrong. You know why you're wrong? Because I'll show you Bikurim. Even though there's no body parts, you still can't bring it.
Right.
So I said, and just I can't learn just from Bikurim alone, because Bikurim I'll tell you is third than Maaser Sheni, because by Bikurim it has to be placed in front of this mizbeach. So I mean that's why it needs a Beis HaMikdash.
So they each have a Bikurim book and has commonality with commonality, but they also have a difference.
But I'll show you the Bechor that does not have to be placed down, and still it can't be brought. So this must be this. Not, this is not what this. We thought maybe this is what makes this. We said before originally, maybe because the body parts have to go to the mizbeach, that's why you can't bring it.
Right.
Or maybe because it's placed, that's why you can bring it. We're saying it's wrong. That's wrong. And we're saying because I'll show you this case that doesn't have this problem.
Right.
It still can't be broken. And I'll show you Bikurim. Right. I'll show you Bikurim. There's no body parts brought on his back. And still you can't bring it. And I'll show you Bechor, which doesn't have to be placed. And still you can't bring it. So this is not what makes, this is not what's making you not bring it to the Mishamikdash. So that's a matzah, that's what the Gemara is saying. Go ahead and both of them together. So just like Bechor and Bikurim have to be brought, and there's no Mishamikdash, you can't bring them. So to Maaser Sheni, that's the bro, you can't bring them. There's no Beis HaMikdash. You can't compare them to this. They have two different route. Doesn't bother me, because I'll show you this is not an issue. What's my proof it's not an issue?
What's my proof that it's not an issue? The fact that this one doesn't have a sin. Right? The fact that what do you want to say? Maybe Bechal or maybe Baruchal, the reason why you can't bring it now is that it has a stringency, that's the body parts that you put on the Mizbeach. So I'll prove to you that's wrong. You know why? So I'll show you Bikurim. Right? They can't be brought. Even though you don't put the body parts on the Mizbeach.
They're still putting down.
What?
They're still putting down. I don't know. What's this thing?
But that's not the reason that you can't bring it. That's what I'm saying. That's not the reason. I mean, you can't tell me this is the reason you can't bring it. You know what? So I'll show you this case. Mm-hmm. You don't have any halacha placing down. You still can't bring it. Okay. And by before, you can't tell me the reason why you can't bring it because you bring the body part. So I'll show you another case where you don't put down the body part, you still can't bring it.
Right.
So this reason is not the reason. This must be wrong. So I'm learning out of both of them. Just like Bechar and Bikurim. They have to be brought. There's no base hamikdash that you can't bring them. Also, I say shame. They have to be brought. There's no base hamikdash that you can't bring them. That's a mamatino. We call it opinion. It means opinion is being built off these two cases. Which means the av is the halacha. This halacha that unless you brought it, can't. There's no base hamikdash that you can't bring it. Applies in both cases. What does the wire ask on this? What do you say?
But they have the Bikurim and Bechor have a side in common. They both, even though those have differences, their commonality is they both need a Mizbeach to place the Bikurim by and to put the Dam and Amurim on.
Oh, that's the wire's question. That's the next question. So let's first try to see the Gemara. And start.
Wouldn't they also require at least the courtyard? Because with a quorum, you need to bring it into the courtyard.
Would it still require a courtyard? No, not necessarily. Meaning, in which case you're asking for my Sashani, which case?
For the quorum, you have the.
Those are requirements we have.
Well, actually, yeah, for both. The minimum, you need this Mikdash.
So Bikurim, you're right, also, it's a hard to do with the Adabes HaMikdash. And what are you asking? Bikurim and the Bechor also you need a Beis HaMikdash?
No, well, both, all three you need Beis HaMikdash, which means minimum courtyard.
My Sashani, you just need Yerushalayim. And also, you're referring to eating the Bechor, you could eat it in the whole. You should lie to eat the car, eat the bechor. If you want to eat the firstborn, you also could eat it in the whole Yerushalayim.
Okay.
Well, see, when the wise man explained the case over here, really answer your question that you need the Beis HaMikdash to do these things. Well, see, when the wise man speak about what the scenario is over here by bechor. So let's see the wise says this in very short. It says the wise says, "Filihat or Dina, why don't you go back and make your judgment?" The tasty, the matzah, and bring it for a matzah. Bring this halacha that Yishmael holds, that Yerushalayim, you cannot eat it in Yerushalayim. For a matzah, it was Yerushalayim has to bring a hekesh. To teach me, Maaseh from a char, you can't eat Maaseh Sheni Yerushalayim. Why can't he run it from a matzah? Why is he jumping to a hekesh? If he was already in the middle of making mamatzinu that didn't work, let him continue. She's really a hekesh is better than a matzah. But so what's the Gemara asking over here? The Gemara is asking, why don't you make a matzah?
Just sit down.
Right. No, I start from Le'adar Dina. Okay. So I should say one of it. Le'adar Dina, if it tastes like matzah. Those five words. So why don't you learn from Matzah? So now let's see the Rashi on this. Let's see Rashi HaKadosh. What does Rashi have to say? What does Rashi have to say? What does Rashi say over here? Second. Okay. Vinehadardina, the taste of Master Rashi says, Lama li Akesha. Why do we need a Hekesh? Why, according to the Gemara, did Rabbi Shmuel say we need to learn from a Hekesh?
Right, where are your Rashi? But again,
up higher.
Bamakasar. Okay.
Vinehadar. See it? Lama li?
No, got it.
Got it or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Dino, let us go back with Nasi Matzah and learn it from a Matzah. Lama li Akesha. Why is there to me, what do I need a Hekesh for? Why is Rabbi Shmuel saying you have to learn from a Hekesh, his halacha? Why do you have to learn from a Hekesh that my Sushani does not have the halacha of Yishalayim now? Neymar. Let him say. B'chari Yechiyah. Meaning, on the question we asked him, that you can't prove from Bikurim. Right? What was our last step in the Matzah? So you can't learn from Bikurim. Why? Because you can't learn from Bikurim because maybe over there it has Hanach. The Gemara should have answered on that. Bechor will prove to you that's not a good reason. Bechor will prove to you that even though over there there's no Hanacha, still you can't bring it when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Bechazer Hadin. And therefore the Din will go back. Our judgment will go back, so to speak. We'll ask this question, and we'll write that. What are you going to tell me? You can't learn that of Bechar, because Bechar, you put the body parts on the Mizbeach. That's what Bechar Zeradin means. Meaning, you're going to send the volley flying back over to Bechar. You say Bechar, you can't learn that of Bechar, because over there you have to put the body parts on the Mizbeach. So I'll tell you. So learn out of both of them, and Atzad Hashavash Ben. The side that's equal, the common denominator between both of them, between Bechar and Bikurim, is Sheteunin Hava Asmakam. They need just to bring it to the place. Ve'enin Ehaken Elafnei Abayis, and we're not accustomed to doing them only when there's a Beis Hamikdash. So learn Ma'aser Sheni from Bechar and Bikurim together. That's the worst question. Why can't you learn from the Maran Tzifia? Why are you coming out there? Heck, just learn from them together. So let's see, what was the Gemara answer? That it's still not good. Because both of these cases are still different than Maaser Sheni. How are they different than Maaser Sheni? Let's see, the first one on the line. 12 months to the bottom. Where it says, Mishum the Ikel Mifrach, because you could, like a prayer, you could refute it, this Mamatzinu.
This
Sada Shava. And you're going to tell me, Ma'ala Sada Shavashin, what is to your equal side to them, both of them, right? Shekain B'yesh Bahen Tad Mizbeach. That there is, by both of them, a side of the Mizbeach, by Bikurim, and by Bechar. Both of them, you need to do something with the Mizbeach. By Bikurim, you need to put the body parts on the Mizbeach. By Bechar, you need to put the body parts on the Mizbeach. By Bikurim, you have to place it down in front of the Mizbeach. So maybe the reason why you can't do it because there's no Beis HaMikdash is because they both need the Mizbeach. But Ma'aser Sheni, does not need the Mizbeach. Maybe over there, you could eat it in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim would have its original status even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. So what I'm saying, it wouldn't be a good Mamatzinu. Because both of your cases, I can still tell you that they're different than Ma'aser Sheni. Because by Bikurim and by Bechar, in both cases, there is a Tzad Mizbeach, which means they both need something to do with the Mizbeach. Let's see Rashi, Tzad Mizbeach. What is Rashi about Tzad Mizbeach? Zeh L'mat and Dami. This one, you need to put the blood by Bechar. This one, by Bikurim, you need to put it down. They're still different than Ma'aser Sheni. So we wanted to prove that just like these cases, Bechar and Bikurim, you could only do them when there is Mikdash around. Ma'aser Sheni also could only be eaten when there is Mikdash around. By saying it's not true. Because those two are different. Those two cases are connected with the Mizbeach. Right? This one is for you have to put the blood, and this one is for Hanacha. Therefore, the wise man Reb Shmuel was forced to learn a Hekesh. That how does he know Ma'aser Sheni has a halacha that it's like you should, that the halacha is that it's not like you shalayim, you can't eat it because of a hekesh to Bechar.
Which was the original hekesh we're talking about.
Yeah, that's Rishmo's force, that is original hekesh. Now, the Gemara is going to ask a question which Rashi really told us the Gemara is going to ask. What was Rabbi Shmuel's Hekesh? Learn Meiser from?
Bukhar.
Bukhar. The Jilid, Bukhar. There's no Isra Mikdash. You can't eat it. You can't eat the Bukhar. So to Meiser Sheni, you can't eat, if there's no Isra Mikdash, you can't eat the Meiser Sheni Yishoah. What's the problem? How does he know the Bukhar you can't eat it? Who said, what's the source that Bukhar you can't eat if there's no Isra Mikdash? He's telling me, connect Meiser, learn Hekesh from Bukhar.
Does it say that in the Pasuk?
Well, Pasuk is the same Pasuk. It just says, eat it in front of Hashem, your God.
That's what we were talking about.
But our whole question is, how do you know what that means? Does that mean...
Hashem is the base HaBikdash or Yerushalayim?
No, but even then, how do I know what it's, in the Pasuk, how do I know, is it referring to when the Mishnah is around or not around? Maybe even now, the Mishnah is destroyed. It's still, so first of all, your question, if it's considered Mishnah is around, it means Yerushalayim. When it says HaShem HaKecha, it means Yerushalayim. When it says HaShem HaKecha, it means Yerushalayim. Good? But we're still, how do we know that Bechar is only when the Beis HaMikdash is around? Mm-hmm. And Meister is to learn it from a Hekesh from Bechar. How do you know by Bechar itself, it's only applicable when there's a Beis HaMikdash? I mean, what's Rabbi Shmuel's Hekesh?
Bechar is a Meister.
From Meister from Bechar, but how do you know Bechar?
Fine.
Bechar to Meister, good, but how do you know Bechar?
Right.
Who told you that Bechar can't be eaten when there's no Beis HaMikdash? Where do we get that from? So that's really the next step in the Gemara. We're trying to figure out is how you know that point. So let's see. Umayka Sefer, what does he hold by Bechar? What does the Shita hold in general? What does Rabbi Shmuel hold? Because we have a general Machlok in Shas about this concept. That do say the original Kedusha remains. So Umayka Sefer, what does Rabbi Shmuel hold? Ika Sefer, if he holds Kedusha Rishayna, that the first Kedusha Kitcha l'shaita, v'kitcha l'asid lavai, is kaddish l'sha'ata, for its time. The kitcha l'asid lavai is also kaddish in the future. So then, afilu b'char nami, also even by b'char, you should be able to eat the b'char when there's no Beis HaMikdash.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
What does this opinion hold? If he holds that the Beis HaMikdash's original kedusha still stays, basically there's two opinions. What you're going to bring now? Do you say the original Kedusha stays la'asid lava, it also remains forever? Or do you say, no, that holiness is only for then, and once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, the holiness leaves? That's a machalik, that's such a question. It's machalik is what we hold. That, what do you hold? Do you hold Kedusha Rishayna, Kitcha L'Shaita, it has Kedusha for its time, and Kitcha L'Asa Lai for the future? Or, do you hold the Kedusha Rishayna, that Beis HaMikdash original, the first Kedusha it had, it was Kedusha for its time, and it's not Kedusha for the future? So let's see what the question is. Well, Mike, sir, what does he hold? Ika Savar, if Rabbi Shmuel holds Kedusha Rishayna, Kitcha L'Shaita, the Kitcha L'Asa Lai, the original Kedusha was holy then and for the future. So then, afilu b'char nami, even b'char also, you should be able to eat it because the kedusha should still be here. The highest level kedusha is still here. Let's see Rashi. Mike Sever high tana, which is Rabbi Shmuel. What did this tana? The pshitele b'char, that is simple to him b'char. That b'char you can't eat it if there's no Beis HaMikdash. Tfei more mi meiser than meiser. Bechar was similar to him, more than it was similar to him, Meiser. Meiser needed a Hekesh to Bechar. So, Ik Sava Kedusha Rishayna Shal Bais. The original Kedusha of the Bais of the Beis HaMikdash was Kitcha L'Shaita, was Kedush for its time. The Kitcha L'Asa Lava, and the Kedusha also remains for the future, for the time to come. So, Kihechi, just like the sphere that we hold the Kedusha's Aretz. Just like we hold in the Kedusha's Aretz Yisrael, right? We don't say, for Trumas and Meiser, there's no more Kedusha, correct? You have to think of Trumas Demaisers today, correct? So the other thing of Trumas Demaisers, that means that for sure for Hilchas Maisers, that Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha that it had originally when the Beis HaMikdash was around, still stayed. However, what do you say about things that are regarding the Beis HaMikdash? Do we say that the Kedusha, that Kedusha that was here, also stays? So one way to learn is that the Beis Hamikdash also, you say that's Kedusha at the time, is also Lasa Lohi Kirei, just like this Tefillah Kedusha, just like the sanctity of the land. The land also, right, we still have to take a true as the Maestros, so too, the Beis Hamikdash also, that Kedusha, that level of holiness is still here. But then, it was asked to him, Mi Karina Ve Hashta, but Lo Yechamer, do we call it now when there's no wall when the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed? Do you still say it's Lefnei Hashem Lo Yechacha or Lo Yechacha or not? The Kapash and Maisa Bechor, and you answered me the question, you learned Maisa from Bechor. I feel Bechor Nami, but then even Bechor also, Yikra Ve Yechacha, you should bring it close and you should eat it. Wadaha. Man De Islay Kitcha Lo Asalai. The one that he holds, that there is to him the opinion that has Kedusha for the future, Sphere that he holds, Makrini, he could bring a carbon, Alpha Pisha Ein Bais, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. Then we will Gila Nikos, like we said in Megillah Nikos, stop here, Yudam and Aleph. Baruch Hashem, we'll stop over here. Baruch Hashem, next week we'll continue this. Gemara.
Good, we'll do it again.
Yeah.